Welcome to Locked On Pistons, your daily Pistons podcast. I'm your host, Duncan Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at DuncanSmithNBA. We got a little bit of interesting news this afternoon from Twitter. According to Mark Stein of ESPN, he tweeted out, NBA draft scuttle. Hearing Detroit is open to discussing trades for its number 12 overall pick in hopes of acquiring more of a win-now veteran. It's ironic that this particular topic is coming up in the real world right now, because when I did my my Reddit mailbag podcast yesterday, I was asked specifically about the chances that the Pistons might be interested in trading that number 12 pick for something of a win now veteran. That question came from Climaximus on Reddit. And in spite of the fact that now the Pistons are actually talking about this, my general feeling hasn't really changed. It seems as though the general possibility when it comes to moving this pick is rather akin to what the Pistons were talking about at the trade deadline in February. They were open to discussing trades for their core. They're open to discussing trades for Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond, Tobias Harris, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, etc., etc. But none of these things really materialized, and I think that was partially because the Pistons weren't seeking these things out. They were simply open to it. As Stan Van Gundy has said multiple times, nobody's untouchable, with very few exceptions. Pretty much all of those exceptions are getting ready to play the NBA Finals in Oakland in just a couple days. Finally, it's been a while without basketball, but like outside of Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and LeBron James, there's really nobody untouchable in the NBA. So no, Andre Drummond is not somebody that is going to be completely off the board as far as something that the Pistons might be willing to package in a deal with, say with a draft pick or with another player. It doesn't mean that the Pistons are actively shopping these players. It also, this tweet from Stein also does not mean that the Pistons are actively shopping this number 12 draft pick. There are a number of reasons for this. The biggest reason is probably that the Pistons have very little cap space. They are right now, without having dealt with KCP's pending extension, the Pistons are about $15 million away from the luxury tax apron. They're about $9 million shy of entering the luxury tax. Once KCP's extension kicks in, we're going to be dealing with a team that is very close to the luxury tax, if not entering the luxury tax. And this is a 37-45 team from a year ago. This is a lottery team that is going to be hitting the floor with one of the highest payrolls in the NBA this coming season, almost certainly. So there just isn't any money to spend. There isn't a whole lot of financial flexibility because of this cap situation. So even if somehow or another the number 12 pick was a significant needle mover, which it's not. Nobody's under the illusion that you're going to get a surefire star with the 12th pick, or even a significant contributor in the next couple seasons with the number 12 pick. Even if that pick was more desirable, the Pistons don't have the kind of financial wherewithal to be able to swap out a draft pick and plug in a, one would say, star. A win-now veteran. The fact is the Pistons will more than likely have to trade one of their more expensive core pieces, and the draft pick is going to be little more than a sweetener, just a bonus to throw in. If we're looking at the salary situation right now, this coming season, you're going to have Andre Drummond making just shy of $24 million, Tobias Harris making $16, Reggie Jackson making $16, and John Lure making about $10.5 million. KCP will probably be in the 20 plus range as well. Given that, in order to be able to match salaries appropriately, the Pistons are going to need to be shipping out at least one of these pieces. So if say, even if we're going to go right to the top here and go with coming into last season, I think most people consider Andre Drummond to be the Pistons' best player. Now, we're not entirely sure who the Pistons' best player is, but say the Pistons were to move their most expensive piece plus the 12th overall draft pick, the return for that, there would be a return, certainly, but it would not necessarily be a return that would make you feel as though this is a vastly improved team. You know, if you want to get Jimmy Butler, if you want to get Paul George, it's going to take more than Andre Drummond and the 12th overall draft pick. There's really no... there's no easy way to slot in an improvement on this roster without making some, perhaps even like two or three other moves to facilitate financially and positionally. You know, if you wanted to make a swap for a win now point guard, whoever that might be, that would presumably become your starting point guard, which means that Reggie Jackson would be redundant probably at best. I think that I don't know that he would be a particularly capable or interested backup point guard, even with the with his injury situation. You have some tough decisions to make with the $16 million that he's owed. There's really no easy way for the Pistons, as I mentioned before, to make a move involving the 12th overall draft pick without it being essentially just an add-on to a deal that really reshapes the Pistons' core, which may not be a bad thing. There's definitely an argument to be made that this Pistons core, thanks to last season's very disappointing performance and output, there's an argument to be made that this is a core that needs to be shaken up, that pieces need to be unplugged and replaced. We'll talk more about this in the future, but I think that the organization, in spite of their willingness to make this move, their openness to it, rather, the organization seems to be under the impression that the best way forward is to keep the main pieces in place that are there now. And, you know, that's going to be a topic that we get into, especially as we near the draft and free agency, as those things are going to become less theoretical and more actionable things that are actually going on from a team building or rebuilding perspective. But in the meantime, I think that more or less it's wishful thinking on the Pistons' part in being able to construct a deal that makes any sense, that could bring a win now veteran to the Pistons. At this point in time, there's just really no way forward for that to really matter, that pick to really matter. And then we get into the fact that cheap players are important on a team that is this strapped for cap space. I'm looking at the numbers right now, and the number 12 pick on the rookie scale would be due just shy of $2.8 million. I believe I gave a different number yesterday when I was talking about that pick, and that number is incorrect. It's just shy of $2.8 million. $2.759, in fact, is what it checks in at. Unless the Pistons are going to be able to make a big blockbuster deal, which just is pretty unlikely, there's a lot of value to having a guy with upside that you're paying less than $3 million per year when you're so close to hitting that luxury tax. And I think that's something the Pistons want to avoid until they have some idea of really what they can expect from this team going forward. So that's it for now. If there are any further developments, of course, this is the place to catch it on Locked On Pistons, your daily Pistons podcast. Until tomorrow, you can follow me at DuncanSmithNBA. You can find my work at PistonPowered. And you can follow at PistonPowered on Twitter as well. This will be Duncan Smith signing off. Thank you again. We'll catch you tomorrow.